Welcome to the Wise Money Show with Garwin and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial. If you have questions about long-term care, insurance, investments, or preparing for the next phase of life, contact Gar and Leanne at LenanderAdvisory.com or call them at 651-365-5000. Lenander Financial will help you plan today for a better tomorrow. And now, here are Gar and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial.
Welcome to the Wise Money Show. It's Leanne and Garwin Lenander. We're going to go back and just review just a little bit what we talked about last couple of weeks and with the market.
We'll touch on that, too.
Touch on that a little bit, too. But, Leanne, give your phone number to start.
651-365-5000.
And mine is 651-436-3997. Now, Bob, that's one time. Bob's on us our backs about our phone numbers.
I've got you marked down
right.
One time.
Garwin, we've had some questions about, we've been talking about the team process. And we've had some questions on that. So I'm going to let you pick that one up.
Okay. We've been talking about who should be on your financial team. And we left a couple people out kind of on purpose, but I'm just going to bring up very quickly today. We talked about your insurance agent. You got to have your insurance agent, your life insurance, your health insurance, your disability insurance. You got to be there. You've got a CPA, somebody who's going to do your taxes, somebody who understands your finances. You've got to have your attorney. Now, here's the big rub. Many people say, well, I got an attorney. What's the specialist? I don't know.
What kind of attorney is it?
Many times attorneys will say, I can do it all. Well, I'm very reluctant to let that do that because there are specialties such as elder law or estate planning.
And estate planning and real estate are two different things.
Totally different. So you've got to, you may have to have two or three attorneys if you've got a lot of property, et cetera.
And the big thing to keep in mind is everybody's situation is different. So who's on your team, the people that you want to have as your core team, can be different from somebody else.
That's exactly right. And, of course, you've got to have your investment advisor, the person who's going to help you put together a program that does what you want it to do and obviously makes money for you, whether it's a broker or a CFP or an investment advisor or a registered investment advisor. There's a lot of different people involved, but you have to have somebody who's probably going to help you a little bit.
No different than the insurance agent.
Different than the insurance agent, absolutely. No, we did purposely leave off a couple people. Many times you have to have a banker involved.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, you got to have a banker because if you're going to have a business, you probably are going to borrow some money occasionally. So you better be on the good side of your banker and smooze them a lot because they're the ones who are going to make sure your business is going to survive or not times are tough.
And not only your business, where are you going to get the loan for your home?
Where are you going to have? That's right. You've got to have a casualty agent, somebody who does your homeowners, your car, your boat, your business, whether it's the buy and sell or those kinds of things. Those are things that are very, very important. And sometimes property, if you own property, you'll have to have a real estate agent.
When you're very young and you're just starting out, it's going to be a slow process. You're
right.
Going to have someone that's going to help you with your student loans, that kind of a thing. And then when you get your job and you start looking at all of the things that are available to you, maybe someone there from the human resources is going to help you. But as time goes on, you decide to get married, you decide to have children, you decide to have a home, then more and more people are going to step in and help you. And therefore, you need to keep track of who you're working with because the banker's going to ask questions regarding the home. The realtor's going to ask questions about the bank. They're going to be talking to each other. You may have somebody else, like an attorney, going to talk to your bank, going to talk to you. You know, there's so many different things. That's why we talk about the team approach, because they're going to be sharing some of this knowledge.
They will be sharing your personal information, yes. The other question that always comes up is, where do I find these people? And the best place to do it is through referrals. Find out who your friends are dealing with. Find out who your neighbors are dealing with. And ask, may I call them? But then interview them. You're hiring them to give you advice. don't just because somebody comes in with a $300 suit, beautiful shoes, a cravat in his pocket, and he says, boy, I can help you. Interview them. Talk to them. Sometimes those people are a little bit, what's the word I want to say? Little shady?
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
Shady, perhaps. And then interview them and then find out who else they're using and interview them. You might want to interview two or three people for each position to make sure that they fit what you're trying to do.
That's right, because your goals and objectives may be entirely different than somebody else's, and the one person who may be working with a friend isn't of yours, maybe that doesn't fit your situation.
Right.
So that's why you take your time and you do a good job by knowing what you should ask, write down your questions, what they do, how they can help you, and then move forward. And as time goes on, you may even change who you're working with, because somebody who starts with you, they may not have the knowledge to keep going on with you. So you have to review your situation and then go from there.
Yeah, I got a question. Should you what if you have a brother-in-law who's an attorney or somebody like that? My feeling is that you should, I feel more comfortable firing or hiring somebody that I don't know or don't have a relationship with. Rather than, you know, offending my brother-in-law or somebody
like
that.
Well, you can't. Yeah. Once you've got your brother-in-law as an advisor, he's there.
Mm-hmm.
Personal situation can really hurt you rather than help you. I mean, it's great if they can help you, but when it gets real personal like that, mm-hmm. it can also hurt a relationship.
Or what if you go to turn to your friend and you say, do you have a recommendation? And he says, yeah, here's Joe Blow. And all of a sudden, I feel sort of obligated to use Joe Blow because he paved the way for me, and you shouldn't do that, right?
No,
feel obligated when you sit
never
down.
Never that.
When you sit down with that individual and you talk to whoever you've been referred to, then you're going to find out if they're going to fit into what you want. And if they don't, then that is not the person you want to choose.
If it's truly a professional relationship, that should never come into play. I'm sorry, Joe, but I'm going a different direction. Thank you for your time. I appreciate your help, and walk away.
And people should be all fine and dandy.
All fine and dandy. Yeah. We get, Leanne and I get turned down. I was going to say all the time, not all the time, but it doesn't fit.
Right.
Some people, it doesn't fit.
We can tell generally too when we interview with somebody and talk with somebody. When you go through the steps, What are your goals and objectives? What do you want to do for the future? You know, go through all these different steps. Then you find out what their goals and objectives are and what they want to do. And you can pretty well tell if you're going to fit with that individual, too.
So would you ever turn somebody away that you didn't think you would fit with?
Let me say this. I would refer them to somebody else if I knew they didn't fit with me.
Okay, that would be a better fit for them.
Yes.
Right.
Okay. Or have I ever turned people down? Yes, for various reasons, which we won't go into, but I don't think I like get involved in this.
Mm-hmm.
But I have turned people down who I thought what I was trying to sell them wasn't appropriate, and no, we're not going to do this because financially this doesn't fit your situation.
Okay.
I've done that, yes.
All right. Well, let's give your phone numbers here one more time.
651-436-3997.
651-365-5000.
Leanne, what happened to the market?
Oh, we have to discuss that a little bit. The market had kind of a volatile day on Friday.
Ooh.
Britain voted that they wanted to go out of the European Union, and that created a lot of discomfort. So the market was all over the board. One of the things is you can't just go ahead and say the market's going to crash because of something like this. It was a popular vote. The people voted, and they felt very uncomfortable with the things that were going on, and so they voted not to stay in the European Union. But you've got to remember there's some things there that will still go on. First of all, they have some immigration issues, and there's going to be questions about trade and economies, and people are going to react. But there's going to be reaction with the different markets out there. They've been involved there for 40 years, and all at once something like this comes along, and it's going to throw everything into a tailspin. So definitely the stock market is going to correct. there's going to be the feeling that maybe I have to get real, real safe. Well, you have to look long term. And there's going to be volatility for a while. And remember, we're not done with a presidential election here either.
We've got some tail spinning here probably, yes.
And so they're going to be thinking that maybe there might be a recession down the line. The currencies may change. The large companies are the ones that are going to be overseas. They can be affected with some of their trading and that kind of thing going on. So, yes, there's going to be some things that they have to work out, but it's not the end of the world. And there might be times here when you want to lower the amount that you have overseas. But believe me, you have to look at the global economy, because down the line, that's still part of what you're dealing with, because your big companies are going to be overseas, and a lot of the small companies are bought and go overseas. So there's going to be the volatility there, but down the line, you're going to see they will work this out. And Britain is not going to cut off all their trade either.
No.
So don't just panic. Stand back. Watch to see what's going on there. Look at how you are diversified. Talk with your planner if you're nervous, and just take your time.
Take a deep breath.
Take a deep breath and say, okay, because basically, yeah, the markets went down, but they started coming back up, and it wasn't down as far as you think when you look at the weekly picture. So just because one day happened, and there's going to be more of these days, you're going to find out it will work its way out.
A quick question. Somebody's going to say to you, Leanne, should I get out of the Europe market now?
Not necessarily.
Okay.
You have to look at what you're looking at there. But Europe is still going to be a place where our companies are going to go.
Absolutely.
And over there, they're going to come over here, too. So don't just panic. They will work this out. It's going to take a while. It's not going to happen overnight. But there were a lot of good deals today, the other day.
Now's the time to jump in, buy some things, perhaps.
Well, even some of the people on TV were saying that they were buying.
Right.
And so you have to know your companies. You have to know what you want. But you can't panic.
Yeah.
That's a big thing. We're going to go through a lot of other corrections as time goes on. And summer is generally a slow time for us anyway, because there's a lot of people on vacation. Things kind of slow down globally. And we've had some global situations that haven't been happy, but they will work this out.
Is there something area that they may want to look at in Europe, Leanne, or is that just...
I would say at this time, just take your time.
Okay.
Because there's different areas, but also when you're looking at the companies you invest in here, they are overseas.
Right.
So where are they? And the emerging markets, some of the other markets are starting to come back now. China's starting to pick up. Areas in Asia are starting to pick up. So Europe will get itself squared away.
Leanne, we need to give our phone number before Bob beats us again with a stick.
651-365-5000.
651-436-3997.
And if you don't catch those, give us a call here at the radio station, and we'll be glad to give you those during the week.
We'd love to have questions. We love to have people contact us and ask us a question. We can't always answer them. There are things that are not within our preview, but we'd love to have you contact us, give us a question, and we'll try to answer them best we can. Thanks for being with us this morning on the Wise Money Show.
Experience counts now more than ever when it's time to trust your finances to someone else. Experience counts. And Lenander Financial Services are financial professionals who specialize in assisting people just like you with personal finance, investments, retirements, insurance, and long-term care planning. Call Garwin and Leanne Lenander at 651-436-3997. That's 651-436-3997. Lenander Financial Advisory. Experience counts.
Thank you for joining us this morning for the Wise Money Show with Garwin and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial on Club 1220 KLVB. If you have questions, comments, or concerns about topics discussed today, or would like to submit questions to be discussed in the show, please contact Wise Money at LenanderAdvisory.com. These shows are also available on podcast at KLBBRadio.com. Join us again next week at 11:45 a.m. for another edition of Wise Money with Gar and Leanne Lenander on Club 1220 KLBB.